Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Tobin Slavin with the Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead podcast. What is the this? Well, we're going to cover that in just a second. But what I first want to say to you is today's kind of a special day. It's May 25th. Do you understand or do you know why it's a special day? There's a bunch of things happening. So yes, the Han Solo movie is the Star Wars movie. The latest one's coming out this weekend. It was on this day in 1977 that the original Star Wars movie came out. Of course, this is Memorial Day weekend here in the United States. And I want to make a shout out to all the families. So let's clear this right up front. There's Armed Forces Day. You can thank folks who are in uniform and serving today. There's Veterans Day. You can thank everyone who's served in our military service, put themselves in harm's way to protect our freedoms. Memorial Day is specifically for those who have lost their lives. And what I think of on this day is the families. The families who lost someone, maybe someone who served and lost a close friend during their military service. I think of the people who are left behind and how significant this weekend is for them. So keep that in mind. It's not a holiday weekend just for you to go out and do cookouts and all that. Yes, spend some precious time with your family, but appreciate why we have that opportunity. The other big thing that's happening today is actually the deadline day for GDPR. Have you heard of this? Do you know what I'm talking about? So you may have noticed in your email inbox in the last couple of days that you are just getting flooded with emails from everyone who has ever sent you an email, everyone where you signed up and you've been receiving emails from them, companies, individuals. They're all sending out a message that say, basically it says, hey, we updated our privacy policy. Here's the link. That's required, by the way. Secondly, they're saying, hey, if you want to be on our list, click this link. Like, we want to stay in touch with you, but they're basically asking you to opt in again. And it's just one message after another. In fact, it's pretty tiring and people are kind of making funny of it. So what's going on? So GDPR is I actually wrote out what the acronym stands for, but basically it's the European Union has enacted legislation. We knew this was coming for a while, and it's the protection of an individual's personal information. So this is a hot topic because we know that privacy issues have been very much in the news this year with Facebook and everything else going on. So the EU had put this legislation in place, and it's people that are sending these emails are like, if you're in the US and you only deal with US citizens, GDPR does not apply to you yet. Although I think it's smart to think about we'll talk about this in a minute, the implications of GDPR. But like many of us, if you operate on the internet, you're not looking at state or country borders. You're just, connecting with people through these many different platforms online, email, social media, things like that. So you don't know where folks are. They could be in other countries, and the fines are significant, like millions of dollars, $20 million fines for not being in compliance with GDPR. I think it's going to be tough for them to enforce it. Because there's so many people and people are slowly coming in line, but still not a risk you want to take. So what does GDPR actually mean? The first thing I want to say is we are talking about people, and I'm going to own this one because I'm as guilty as anyone. If you look at my website, if you look at my stuff online, I talk an awful lot about list building. It's near and dear to my heart. It's like at the core of my business, building up your audience, gathering a crowd of people and talking with that crowd. The term that's used in the industry is list building. But here's the problem with that. These are real people. They're not just names on a list. And sometimes when we talk about list building, it makes it impersonal. It depersonalizes the connections that you have with each individual. This legislation is specifically designed to protect the rights of those people. And ultimately, it's a good thing because we want to get back to having those one-to-one relationships, those personalized relationships with the people you want to do business with. If you treat them like a big faceless crowd, you're not going to get the results you want. And that's not how, no one wants to do business that way. That's what's happened in the past with mass media. But the tools are in place now that you can have very close connected relationships. And why wouldn't you choose someone that treats you like a person, like an individual that respects your privacy? Why wouldn't you want to have those kind of relationships in your life? So ultimately, GDPR is a pain, but it's a good thing. And I just, you know, I'm kind of retraining. In fact, you will see a change in my own information as I start to shift away from the talk of list building and more into what we talk about here on the podcast. Stop marketing, stop broadcasting and pushing your message out there. Make it a conversation, a one-to-one back and forth. Make sure it's a two-way exchange that people want to hear from you and that you're sharing real value to them in return. So, there's one other thing about list building that I want to share with you that you know, again, this is very common in the industry that I work in, but when you ask people about the size of their list, it's kind of like asking them how much money they have in the bank. Like it's a leading indicating question, but not something that people always want to answer. And the bigger implication of it is you can have a big list size, but if you don't have relationships with those people, it's giving you a false number, right? You might see a big list number and think there's a real asset there, but if the relationships are not grounded with those people, ultimately you don't have anything. A list of names by itself is useless. The relationships is where the real value is. All right. So there are five things that you need to know about GDPR. First of all, it gives each of the people that visits our website, that's on your email newsletter, you need to change your privacy policy and your terms of service on your website to reflect that, one, they have the right to be informed. So that's a big part of this. You will see check boxes on the when you sign up on websites. You're going to see a change there. You're going to see notifications when you go to websites. It's all designed to tell people, hey, we are collecting information right now, like cookies, watching your interaction with our website. Even when you leave the website, we've got you tagged so that we can kind of see what you're interested in. You have to tell people up front. So they have a right to be informed. Secondly, they have a right to data portability. That means that they can leave, they say enough, I don't want to interact with you anymore, and we can take that data with us. Okay? That's kind of, think of it like a medical record. You leave one doctor, you go to see someone new, you need to be able to take your medical records with you. That's now true of our personal data. There, you have a right to rectification, which basically means that you can correct the information. You can look at it, and if it's not right, you have the right to go in there and make changes and make it right, so that people don't have inaccurate information about you that could, you know, lead you to marketers to be serving up information. You know, if you're a woman and you're receiving information about male erectile dysfunction or something like that, correct it. That's not a problem. You just ignore that, or you'd unsubscribe or whatever. But my point is, you can correct that information. All right. Four, you have the right to be removed completely. Like you don't want to participate. It's like a do not call list. I don't like what's happening, and I think a lot of people will choose to do that. But if they're doing information marketing or building these relationships in the right way, there are always going to be people out there that you do want to connect with that are providing real value. Maybe they're doing giveaways. Maybe they're giving free information. Maybe they're, you know, offering a free chapter of their new book, or they're doing something really valuable to you, with you, and for you. So when that happens, we are always going to be reaching out to folks and saying it's permission-based marketing. Yes, I do want to connect with you. So you have to provide that right for people to leave and get out of the mix. And then fifth, you have to update your policy, your privacy policy, and your terms of service. And the deadline for that was today. So, you know, I didn't really want to do this podcast. GDPR is not a fun or a sexy topic to talk about, but today is the deadline. I've updated the terms and privacy policy on my website. In fact, I'm actually going to make those updates, what we did, available to our clients so that they can go through and make those changes themselves and just make life a little bit easier for them. So if you have any questions, this is sort of the obligatory GDPR podcast because today's the deadline. We had to get it out there. But from a bigger perspective, this is a good thing because it's going to force marketing people to start interacting with each of us more like individuals, like people, like friends, interacting with friends, and that is going to make for a better world. So stop marketing. Stop pushing your messages, your promotional salesy messages on people. Start a conversation instead.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.